Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, and I think I'm still Betsy McLaughlin. Your host for this show, and I'm so excited. One of my favorite people in the world is on today, and her name is Desiree Dumond. Welcome, hello. Desiree. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a joy to be with you at any time.
Aww,
whoever we are.
Thank you. I don't know about you guys, but I know for Desiree and myself, there's been so much change going on. So, you know, I wasn't really kidding when I'm like, who am I? You know, what's my name? And how much fun can we have with all of that? And today, what we're going to be talking about is a neglected superpower. And I love that show title that you came up with, Desiree. I really do. And what is that neglected superpower? So I'm going to let you tell everybody what it is.
Well, it sounds simple, and yet it's the thing we avoid the most, which is that dynamic kindness to self in totality, and kindness from a space of allowance, not from trying to reward ourselves or give us praises when we got something right, or so we think so, but a real kindness with every choice that we make, every awareness that we're courageous enough to have, and just honoring ourselves with an intimacy and a gentility as we become greater and as we just become whoever we're becoming on any given day. For a long time, I thought that life had to get better. I needed to evolve as a progressive person, which in the way that we're often indoctrinated, that means to become more excellent or become more right at something. And I think the new target is what kind of successful, beautiful life are we willing to have when we have kindness for ourselves at every step?
That is a beautiful introduction to what we're going to be talking about today. Thank you. And a little bit, just a teeny tiny little bit about Desiree. If you all don't know her, she is magical, number one, and she is so much fun. She lives currently in Colorado, and she literally gallivants around the planet. She's an opera singer with an absolutely beautiful voice. She teaches a lot of youth singing, and I'm sure you have adults as well, but it's one of the things that it's just so beautiful to watch her sing. And she's also a facilitator of consciousness and joy, and she's a walking, talking facilitator of that joy. And she's also a specialty facilitator, so she's a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness, and she's also a specialty facilitator for Right Voice for You. Now, just, you guys don't have to be a singer to take classes on the Right Voice for You. And she also, I know she just got a puppy dog, because she's been posting just beautiful, magical pictures on her Facebook page about this joyful creature. So I'm sure she'll be talking about that as well. And her website is www.releasingstudios.com. And her email is releasingstudios@gmail.com. So easy to find her. And Desiree, wow. You know, this, even just your beautiful introduction on the kindness to self. And I'm wondering, were you always kind to you?
Oh, what a great question. I'm going to answer first from the truth of me, which is yes.
Yay.
It's our nature. Yeah, it's our nature to be kind. And we chose our life and our sweet bodies and to be here. And that space of joy and kindness to self and being excited to be alive was always there. And I always had it until I thought at a certain age, probably around 12 is what is coming up, I started to see adults, see teenagers be unkind to themselves. So I figured that was relevant information. And you know, I explored unkindness to myself, but I never became incredibly unkind. I just started to neglect that kindness. You don't see that celebrated in people, and we often confuse that with some kind of selfishness or self-indulgence, when really it's this ongoing creationship with self. So it's one of the things that I think, yes, we all actually have. It's a matter of how much we've neglected it. How, you know, are we willing to get it out, dust it off, and make it our new strong arm?
So how do you make it your new strong arm? So if you are asking and looking at that for yourself, how could I have more kindness? And maybe you already are really kind, maybe you're not, and that's really, we're not here to, you know, point fingers one way or the other. It's really just to have the conversation about what that is and how could we exponentialize that. So if somebody's looking at that and asking that question for themselves, Desiree, what would you like to offer them as possibilities?
I always like to start with tap into someone, either a person, an animal, a place on the planet that you love and care for infinitely. And it can be like my puppy's little face. He's sitting next to me. Mm-hmm. It could be a tree that you sit under. It could be someone you've loved for many decades. And just tap into how much you're willing to just gift them the adoration and allowance. You're willing for them to make any choice. And you're not going to ever let them go. They can choose whatever they're going to choose, and you're going to always have their back. You're going to always see the beauty in them no matter what. So I like to start with that. And if you can have that for that kind of person or place or animal, then you can have it with you. And again, it's not something that we don't do. It's just something that becomes sort of awkward or uncomfortable when we've left it untouched for a while. So it can be starting with tapping into someone else and then, you know, turning your gaze to yourself. What would it be like if I were willing to look into my own eyes like I do my nephew or my puppy? What would it be like if I was gentle the moment I woke up and spoke kindly to myself as I worked my way to the shower? And what if I talked to myself the way I always wanted someone to speak to me, which is something I like to explore even in Right Voice for You. We get to explore these places of what is that voice that's going on internally all day long, and is it actually the kindness that you know you're capable of being? And I just catch myself, you know, if it's not light, if I'm not empowering myself, then what am I doing? Mm. We're it can become a really exciting thing, because the better we are at empowering ourselves, then you're actually walking the talk when you empower someone else. And hey, you know, it's interesting, because today is my dad's birthday, and he passed away 7 years ago. And I was just thinking about him before we came on live, and he just always said, enjoy yourself. Don't sleep it away. Don't waste too much time in a bad mood, and don't be cruel to you. You're great, and enjoy it, and just have a great time. And I want to see you have a great time. And that's what everybody really would love. We all would really enjoy celebrating each other, having a good time, but we can't really do that if we're beating ourselves up at the same time.
Well, that is so true, you know, and that, I don't, maybe you know that full saying where it's the one about the wolf, and which wolf are you going to feed?
Yep.
Can you share Absolutely. That with everybody?
Yeah, I might not be the paraphrasing this as perfectly as you, but you get to choose to either feed the judgments or feed your own expansion. And what I've been committed to in a lot of the classes and sessions that I've been doing recently is, hey, is this conversation feeding the truth of you, or is it feeding the lies? And the lies are those heavy, heavy, constricted places. They're the ones that, you know, create pain or anxiety in the mind or in the body, and you keep believing that it's true. Somewhere you think you're really believing that maybe you're wrong or you've done something wrong. But the truth of you is always fed by that empowerment and knowing that you're never wrong. You're never wrong. You get to have an awareness and be kind to yourself, recognize what choices created, dust yourself off, and keep on trucking and see what you can create. And that kind of thing, that feeds the truth of you. And when you feed a truth, it expands and it starts to outshine those ways that we've just been mimicking others, you know, at judging ourselves, thinking we're supposed to do that. I can recall very specifically starting in middle school, like watching other kids or other girls like judging themselves and kind of learning how to do it. Like, oh, I think I'm supposed to start judging my body. I think I'm supposed to start judging what I say. I think I'm supposed to feel awkward and worry that I said something stupid. It was all just, none of it was a reality. And it just got more and more compressed. But the truth of you can feed the truth by never believing in any judgments you have. Not what other judgments other people have, but again, for this conversation's sake, don't believe your own judgment.
that's
a real kindness.
Yeah, don't believe your own lies. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That is a huge kindness. Yep.
And it's brave, right? Because when you've been committed to some lies for a while, you'll come up with hard, cold evidence that those are legit. But I tell you what, you set yourself free from not believing your own judgments, and you're playing a whole new game.
Now, I wonder what it would take to not believe the lies that we've told ourselves. And, you know, if somebody's listening going, well, I don't lie to myself. I don't tell myself anything that isn't anything but the truth. What kind of questions can they start exploring with for themselves that might start unraveling some of this for them?
Yeah, I mean, one of the first tools that we talk about in Access is light and heavy, because, well, I won't say it because, I'll just compare it to, oftentimes we don't think that we're telling ourselves lies because we've made those lies right. We've made them right in our definition of ourself, our story. So it's kind of a big subject to bring up, but if you believe you're right, you won't recognize that it may be untrue. So there's a tool, what's true for you makes you lighter, and what's heavy for you creates a heaviness or a constriction or a compression is the word that's really working for me recently. When I feel a compression on my body, or we're talking about something and you're getting compressed, it's maybe not a truth for you. So yeah, it's a fun, incredible journey with a lot of the tools of access to really start to perceiving what's light and true for you versus what is right and what amplifies your story. Those are very different things. Does that answer the question as much as I can go? I feel like that's like a 20-hour conversation.
I know, right? I love that, though. That actually really kind of put it in a different light as even that I've heard it. And there is something that is, you know, so that piece of the compression. And so much of my life, I didn't even realize that I was doing that, you know, that I was putting that on my body. And what do you do for yourself when you realize that you are in that state, in that place?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I always ask a question. The first thing is, am I thinking or am I allowing myself to perceive? And that might sound like a vague question to some of you out there, and some of you who've been on this journey for a while, it might be one you ask a lot. But if you're thinking, in and of thinking and trying to figure something out, you're already compressing. So there, you're not perceiving as an energetic being. You're not allowing yourself to know what's true for you energetically. You're trying to find and think your way to what you've decided is right and real versus what is light and true. So there's this journey of asking questions. And so the first thing is ask a question. Am I thinking? Am I perceiving? You might get an awareness. The next thing is thinking is always a constriction. It's always a compression, and it's complicated, or you're going to make it complex. You're going to make it into something. You'll make it into some kind of labyrinth, if you're anything like me, something to prove that it is a valuable thing, right? But perception is like the wind. You know in a nanosecond what's true for you, even if it doesn't make sense.
Perception
is just
I'm sorry. I was just repeating what you said, because it's really so cool. Like that, it's like the wind, and you get it instantly. And then we go to try to override what we know by our mind, and then we get our minds in the way, and then that's where we get confused and tied up in knots and don't know what the heck we really know, and all that stuff that we create for ourselves.
Yeah. Well, and then you're going to do all kinds of thoughts and feelings and take yourself into a contextual space rather than a perception and an awareness.
Yes. All right, you guys. We'll be back very soon to talk about some more things on kindness to you, the superpower that you might be hiding.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you looking to change anything in your life? to have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance and explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com and you're invited to call into Imperfect Brilliance with your questions Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm here with Desiree Dumont today, and we were talking about the hidden superpower and what can kindness create in your life. So, Desiree, what has kindness contributed in your life? You know, kindness to you, kindness to others, and so what has that contributed to you, first of all?
The greatest thing I could ever imagine. Opening the door to being kind to me was the beginning of trusting me. So when we've been kind to others, we've all been kind to others first, because that's usually how we do things. We crazy people will be kind to everyone except ourselves. Mm-hmm. Which is sort of this funny thing, because you have to discount you or do some kind of disempowerment in order to be kind to everyone other than you. So when I started to really reclaim this and rehydrate this into my life and not be ashamed of enjoying being me, I trusted my awareness. It was like, if you're willing to be kind to you, you're not going to discount what you know and what you're aware of. You'll trust yourself as an energetic being. You'll trust your choices. You'll trust where you're going, no matter if it feels irrational or insane. And when I eliminated doubting me, which was what kindness created, my whole life started to relax. I didn't realize how much time that unkindness to me created, a doubt in my choices, a ruminating at every morning and every evening that I maybe should be somewhere else. I should be doing something else. Maybe I could be a better person for the world. And the primary thing that awareness was showing me is I was excluding the most important gift of my life, which is me. And when I started to include me in my contribution to the world, I got to tell you, the ruminating mind, the confusion just started to disappear.
Mm.
How does
beautiful.
It get better than that?
That is beautiful. And you know, including you, it can sound like a simple thing, and yet for many of us, it's not simple. And we've spent so much time, well, it is simple. And then we have spent so much time making it not simple.
Yep.
And right. So a lot of what we do is really starting to untangle. And, you know, like when you have a really tangled up necklace that you can't just, easily untangle, and you've got to find something that can get in that, because the knots are so tight, you know, so you have to patiently work with it. And you know, that was kind of the image that came in as I was talking about some of this untangling. And, you know, none of it is impossible. And I'd love for you to talk about that piece, where sometimes you're like, you might feel like, oh, forget it, I can't do it, I can't change this. It might work for Desiree, but it's not going to work for me. So would you mind talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, there's your first lie. That as soon as you start, and that's the thing, it's like, wow, that's the first voice of unkindness, is the, I don't think I can, I don't know what to do next. It's assuming you have no awareness. We do this to ourselves. We give everyone else the benefit of the doubt. We assume everyone knows better for us or for everything than we do. We throw our awareness away at the cost of getting to just judge ourselves, which is so silly. It's like, oh, I don't dare be caught enjoying me and being kind to me. That's too crazy. So I will throw my awareness away and give my kindness to everyone else's awareness, which has nothing to do with creating possibilities for you. Because whoever you are out there, if you're anything like me, everybody's wise counsel and advice, their contributions, all of that is welcome energy, but it's not ever exactly what you know you can choose for you. So we throw away, we actually divorce ourselves and give ourselves up to other people's suggestions, opinions, beliefs, ideas. And the kindness is when you trust you and you're willing to receive everybody's input and never discount what you know you're going to choose and what you know is possible for you. Because every single time I ever believed something was impossible, it wasn't my point of view. That was where I was unkind to me, by believing that someone else thought it was impossible. Because my life from beginning to end is like a series of impossible events. As long as I was creating my life, I always create things that seem impossible to others. So if I ran it by, you know, as a kid, I'd run it by your parents or your teachers. Oh no, Desiree, that's unrealistic. You're going to need to do this, this, and this. And I'd be like, oh, geez, all right. Okay, I might just give this up, or I'll just do it my way and prove otherwise. Not to prove everybody wrong, but right. As kids, we were kind to ourselves. We're like, oh, you don't think I can climb that tree? I already know I can. You don't think I can sing this aria? Well, I already know I can. And you just create it and you lean into it. So the kindness to yourself is to never believe, which is a really kind of big conversation to talk about belief, but never believe, again, your own lies, but don't believe in anything as impossible. Impossibility is the greatest lie out there, and it's one of the things we use to be unkind to ourselves. It's just this, it's like this fad to talk about what's impossible in the world, and so we all, you know, suppress our capacities, and we're not kind enough to ourselves to keep ourselves, you know, polished off and shiny and ready to rock. Because any given day, if you're kind to you and you're game on, you never know what colossal creations may, you know, burst forth. You never know how close you are to the next impossible possibility. So I think as a singer, I had an amazing teacher for a period of my life, and she used to say, now, technically in this industry, you're way too young to sing this. You probably shouldn't be working on it. But I say, let's just work on it and let you learn it. So whenever the day comes that somebody says, you know, are you interested in singing this? You have it all ready to go. And I just kind of took that as a life mantra. Like, how about I just am ready to rock for handling the impossible every day? And the only way you can do that is by never believing in all the lies, the convincing lies that you can't, you won't be able to. There's no means, there's no funds, there's no support. All of that is just pointing back to where you're not willing to be that for yourself. Because as soon as you make that commitment to you, that commitment to a kind, intimate creationship with you, oh, the universe loves to deliver all kinds of cool shit that nobody can believe. Oops, I just swore. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
I just cursed.
Oh, dear. But, you know, I just love what you're saying, Desiree. I really do. And there's such a freedom in that, right, where if you're not trying to stop yourself and you are willing to go where you know you can go, like you use the example of climbing the tree or singing that song that others may say is impossible, and the willingness to say, well, what is possible, like where you might be telling yourself you can't, what if that is actually one of the greatest unkindness that you can be for yourself?
Absolutely. And again, if you ask yourself questions of truth, like truth, I can't do this. Like, it's so incongruent. It makes no sense. You're like, if you're drawn to something, there's a possibility there. If you know, it's like as a tiny kid, I was listening to, immense operas that are sung by people well into their 40s and 50s. And I still have dreams to sing some of these things. And yet as a kid, I already knew. I knew somewhere in me like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And so let's all just go back to where we knew we could do whatever it is you truly desire. Because if you desire it, you'll be supported. It's where you cut off your receiving by not being kind enough to yourself to receive it that you create the impossibility. So as a kid, it was like, oh, I'm going to swim across the pool. So you just do. And then if you believe that you can't, then you won't. It's just incredible. Your point of view creates your reality. Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here have said it 1,000 times, and I get it more and more each day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow. So,
you know, it is so true. And the analogy of the swimming thing, you know, I can think about there's where you know you can do it, and, you know, you might start to do it and it might not look how you know in your that you can do it, but you're doing it. And so what if even like where if we can get out of that trap of it has to be perfect the first time we do it, where
right.
You know, when you're first learning to swim or you're first learning to sing or you're first learning anything, you're not going to be like a professional athlete able to compete in the Olympics, you know, using the swimming analogy. And it's like, but the willingness to go, the willingness to know that, yeah, I actually can do it. And you can build that muscle up so that, right, you have more strength, you have more endurance, you can go farther, you can hold your breath longer. But you knew you could do it, so you started. Right? Go ahead.
Well, and I just love that because, and there's more to that when we're kids. It's like, I remember watching the opera on TV and listening to these vinyls and sort of knowing it'll be a long time till I grow up and I'm a lady, you know, like, but I'm going to do it. Like, I didn't have the time projection on it. I was already relaxed into someday I'll be a lady and I'll be able to do that. And I'll just choose and choose and choose and become and become and become it. Mm-hmm. And how beautiful is the becoming of everything. And I'm so grateful for many things in my life that took and continue to take a lot of tenacious follow through. They're not instantaneous result kind of creations. And so part of the kindness to ourselves is to ever project a time sequence on a skill or a capacity. In fact, the joy of living is that meandering exploration. Yeah, you might sound like a crazy person for 20 years breaking every high note, and it's really fun to just keep cracking. You don't have to,
right?
You don't have to succeed. It's the becoming of it, and never giving up on that initial awareness that you knew you were it.
Yes,
that's the kindness.
That beautiful nugget of never, you know, like not giving up on that, and knowing that yes, I can do it. And you know that great saying, "Rome wasn't built in a day." And, you know, I kind of even wonder, where did that originate from? But it's so true. And then we expect perfection right out of the gate. And so if we're willing to remove that perfection overcoat that we've all been wearing and actually know what we know about, yes, I can do this. Yes, it is possible. And yes, and if you start saying yes to all the places, that you've been saying no, from there,
wow.
What did you just change? What did you just create?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's one of the most beautiful things. Just even, that's a great exercise, like for even one day, just every time you perceive you're in that space of no, to flip it to a yes. It reminds me of this wonderful lady that I had the luxury of getting to live with as a young artist. We would live with certain other mentor artists during productions of operas. And she was this 95-year-old ice capade. She had been a famous figure skater back in the day. And she was she just loved hosting me for the summer while I was singing. And we would have these late night talks, and I'll never forget this night that she took me by the shoulders and she shook me and she looked me in the eye and she said, "Say yes to everything."
Oh.
I was like, thank you. Like, I have goosebumps thinking of her now. An incredible, she's like, just say yes, because then you'll have the awareness. Life goes fast. Like, say yes, and no is not a reality, because no, I mean, of course, you're going to be aware, don't jump off the cliff, but say yes to everything that truly lights you up, and the fear, the anxiety, the believing that you can't, that's where you're doing unkindness to you. The yes, I think I can't, I know I can, I'm willing for it to not be perfect. Now you're living a beautiful life.
Wow. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And I think it's time for our second break. Stay tuned for more gorgeous conversation in just a couple of minutes with Desiree and Betsy.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No.
I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Desiree, thank you so much for being with us today. Everybody, we've got Desiree Dumond, and her website is releasingstudios.com. If you want to check out some of her yummy stuff that she's got, she is a creator of magnitude and just an absolute joy, not just, but she is an absolute joy to be around and a magical, magical creature that I am very honored to call a friend. So please do check out all of Desiree and all of her creations. And she's, of course, on Facebook, and she's got on top, she's just got so many talents and capacities, and it's so beautiful to watch her exploring and becoming even more and more of her. And before we jump back in, I also would like to invite people to check out my website, which is creatingyumminess.com. And you can find both of us. We are all over Facebook, and we would love to contribute to you. And with the kindness contribute, and is there, before I launch into other questions here, is there anything that you have, you know, coming up that you would like to invite people to?
Yes, of course. Thank you. I have a really cool three-month program starting next month called Never Give You Up for Anyone. And it's only $300 for 3 months. We're doing there's weekly calls, Zoom, a group SOP. There's just this amazing ongoing, I'm just sort of with you November through January, through the holidays, through the end of the year, through the campaign, through whatever. And we're just going to be illuminating tools to not fall into that place where we give ourselves up for other people's points of views, other people's rituals and obligations. Maybe this could be the time of year for you to really commit to a kindness with you. And we're going to have all kinds of daily little nuggets. And I'll just be visiting with you. I also have another thing called 21 Days of Expanding Free. And we're going to have short energetic expansions every day for 21 straight days to see what that creates when we're using the tool of expansion in the face of anything, and what it generates as well, not just handling life, but expanding that which we would like to make greater. So those are two things I'm really excited about right now. And of course, I have sessions available. Money Workbook starts again in November. Who knows? There's always more, maybe even a right voice for you before the end of the year. But please come and visit. And maybe even if you just want to learn how to sing or brush up some pipes, we can also do that online.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And we're so lucky to live in the day and time that we do, that we can connect with people, and being housebound does not mean, you know, the same thing it did in the 1800s, you know?
Oh, man, I wouldn't be able to do any of those creations.
No.
I'd have to feed the goats and make cheese and, I don't even know what I'd have to do.
You'd be singing to the goats and nobody else would hear you, but, you know.
Well, it sounds great in theory until I really kind of remember how much hard work we've all lived in all these lifetimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we do have a lot of kindness to ourselves and our bodies with all of the amazing things that have been created through time with technology and our homes and our clothing and the heat and the air conditioning and our cars and airplanes. And, you know, we could list, it goes on and on and on. And so there have been a lot of things when you look at how kind those things are for our bodies and how much easier it makes things. And then what we are still looking at changing and unraveling, and as we round out this conversation today, Desiree, what are some of your top go-to questions and tips that you would love to share with everybody?
The all-star kindness to self game changer is gratitude. Expanding your, just like you said, expanding into more gratitude for every luxury and every delight and everything that makes your life greater. Because when you're present with gratitude, it expands, and what you're grateful for also can replenish, refuel, and become greater. I call it gratifuel all the time. Like, what are you willing to be grateful for? And we so often kind of slough through the days, especially as the holidays kick in and everybody starts, you know, doing what other people do or opposing what other people do. And we forget the luxury of hot water and a warm, cozy furnace. And there are days, just my glasses alone, I'm like, if I didn't have glasses, I couldn't function. Things like that, like between a hot shower and some glasses, I mean, I could sing praises for days. But gratitude is truly, it's a magic spell. If you want your life to upgrade, if you're asking for something you've believed is impossible or too far out, I wonder if you just relax, and instead of holding that desire out there in front of you as something to beat yourself up with, to just relax and be like, wait a minute, I'm grateful that I even desire this. Be grateful for your ass. Be grateful for your body. Be grateful for waking up each day, even if it's cold and your furnace went out, which happened to me yesterday. I still had a puppy, and, you know, I live. But there's just something that almost can't be spoken. It's like too big of a concept or a truth to even be spoken of, what gratitude really feeds. And so the question that I mean, Dr. Dane here talks about this a lot, and I've also been asking this for many years in my life, like, what am I missing right now? Because you're never in a space or a place that isn't there to gift you something. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it smells like, no matter who is there, everywhere you go, there's something to receive. There's something being gifted to you. And so it's just a matter of, if I just lower my barriers and I'm grateful for my life, what could I receive right now? And you'll start to have an increase of inflow of the gifts that the universe would like to give you. And that starts with gratitude for you, because when you're grateful for you, then you're willing to receive. But if you're beating yourself up, then, I mean, it just makes sense. If you're beating yourself up, then you don't think you're worthy or deserving of the gifts of the universe. So that's crazy. Why we do that, for what reason? It's like, oh my goodness, there's something to be had in every moment. And there's no moment greater or less than another. There may be some that are seemingly more enjoyable. But my question is that just a moment that you were willing to have versus one where we may have been guarded or spending the moment in judgment of ourselves or in unkindness to ourselves or giving our trust to someone else, someone or something else? Trusting you and being grateful for you kind of go hand in hand. Because if you're grateful for you, you're going to trust your awareness. And if you trust you, you're going to be grateful for your awareness, because your life's going to get a lot easier.
You know, and that's, we kind of are joking about it, but how much have we learned to not have an easy life?
Oh, we learned. Oh, man, did we... We really have it down to an art form to make it hard.
That's one thing that we studied very hard and we all aced the test, didn't we? We all got 100,000,000%.
And the funny thing is kindness to self. I actually have been exploring this since I'm exploring kindness to such a degree in the next few months with everybody, but it's like, when I was in kindness to myself and, mm-hmm. you know, I wasn't beating myself up, I thought I had to hide that from everyone. Because if it didn't look like I was having a hard life, I didn't fit in. And so I'm just going to say to all of you, if you're still listening, if this is feeding you, did you ever want to fit in anyway? So the way that we would try to fit in, or for me, the way I would fit in was to pretend and make it feel like it was hard. But in our very nature, nothing is that hard. It's always a choice and an awareness and a capacity and a becoming. The hardness is dragging all the lies along with us. So every so often I would suddenly pop up, you know, and realize I was free from the lies for X amount of days or weeks, and then I felt ashamed of that. It would kick in like, oh, I shouldn't have this much ease when it's hard on my mom, or it's hard on my neighbors, or that lady that I know, she's having a hard time. But in truth, when we do that, we're actually diminishing the luminousness that we are for one another. And that's potentially why I bring up my dad again on his sweet birthday, because he always said, just because I'm dying, please live more. Let me watch you have an even better life. Let me watch you live. And then when I go, I want to see you having it, like have it and party and have a good time. And that'll make me live again. That'll bring me life again. And so that kindness to self, really, even if it seemingly upsets others or maybe, you know, disturbs their world for a little bit, I guarantee energetically it was luminous. It was a luminous gift.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And what a gift your father is and was, like, that, you know, he was celebrating you, he was celebrating his life, and it didn't sound like he dwelled too much in what he, you know, the victim and the tragedy of him dying, and he was actually celebrating you and celebrating him and his life. And what a beautiful gift that is. Oh my goodness.
Oh, he was pretty damn groovy. And I think if anything, he was just, he was fed up and sick of being sick. He's like, this is not the way to be. Like, that man was just not designed to have anything other than a good time. And it was an incredible learning for us all. And he softened and just wanted, this was the generosity that I didn't know was possible in the world until my dad showed it to me. But when he started to diminish in his life force energy, he really genuinely fed on not just me, his daughter, but anyone who was living, he would feed on it, because we aren't separate. So if it was, you know, a basketball game, or if it was me singing, it was like, yes, I might be his daughter, but he would feed on anyone just really having a good time, really enjoying themselves. That is life force energy. And we're all really, my question is consciousness and that joy of living the same thing? And it's up to us to illuminate it and feed it. And every choice you have in kindness to you and living joyfully, you feed that life force for all the choosing bodies out there. And if they need to go, may they go joyfully and choose again. Yeah. And if they choose to stay, may they stay and live joyfully. And we must start making happiness and joy really cool. That's my, and kindness to self is the way that it really gets to start to resonate in the world. Because if you're kind to you but hiding it, like I did for such a long time, that's a truth with a lie attached. But when you just let it rip, you just sing it loud, you just let it travel through the cosmos, that's a completely different way of walking through your day. And it doesn't have to be a performance. It doesn't have to be a doing. It's just not just catching yourself in those no's, those impossibilities, and those anything less than the kindness you'd be to someone who you care for. I think about my dad. I think about my nephew. I think about my new puppy. How do I speak to them? How do I love on them? How do I touch them? And am I willing to be that for me?
Yes. And that's a great question. You know, am I willing to be that for me? And we're so willing to be it for others. And, you know, so the question, where am I not being that for me? It starts to have you look at, oh, you know, and oh gosh, we're at the top of the hour. Desiree, thank you so much. We had such a great conversation. So many pearls, you guys. You should probably listen to this one again. I know I'm going to. Thank you, Desiree.
Thank you, Betsy. Oh, I so enjoyed it. What a gift.
Truly, truly was a gift. And you guys are gifts as well. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.